Shishi. The pasuk continues with the parasha of Shema. Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu. Right now, Hashem is only our God. The nations of the world have not accepted Hashem as their God. However, in the future, Hashem Echod, Hashem will be one. Hashem will be the God over all the nations. V'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha, and you shall love Hashem your God. Do not do the mitzvahs out of fear, but rather out of love. Because one who does it out of fear, if the mitzvahs become too hard and overburdening for him, then he will leave the mitzvahs and go away from Hashem. However, somebody who does it out of love will always be attached to Hashem. B'chol levavacha, Rashi tells us tupshatim. Either it means with all of your hearts, not only with your yetzer toiv, but also serve Hashem with your yetzer hara. How does one serve Hashem with his yetzer hara? By doing the physical and pleasurable things in this world, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem, that is considered serving Hashem with your yetzer hara. The pasuk is saying, serve Hashem b'chol levavacha, b'shnei yitzrecha, with your yetzer toiv and your yetzer hara. Rashi's second shot is, b'chol levavacha, with your complete heart. Do not let your heart be divided about Hashem. Do not question Hashem. If you see a tzaddik who is having a hard time and a rasha who is having it good, do not question Hashem, because everything evens out in the next world. Uvechol nafshecha, and with your whole soul, which means you must give up your life for Hashem. Uvechol me'odecha, and Rashi here too says tupshatim, either b'chol me'odecha with all your money. And although it already said that a person must give up his life for Hashem, so why does it have to say one must give up his money? And Rashi explains that there are people whose money is more valuable to them than their life. And concerning them, the pasuk is saying, not only must you give up your life, you must even give up your money for Hashem. Rashi's second shot is, uvechol ma'idecha, with every midah that Hashem measures for you, anything that happens to you, whether it is good or bad, you must still love Hashem. And what does it mean to love Hashem? The pasuk continues, v'hoyu, and they shall be, ha'devor ma'ele, these words, asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim, that I am commanding you today, al levavecha, it shall be on your heart. By keeping the mitzvahs and learning the mitzvahs, that is what is meant by loving Hashem. And the reason why it stresses Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayoyim, the mitzvahs and the words that I am telling you today, because the Torah should not be considered like some old document, but rather like something new that everybody runs to see. That is why it says Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayoyim, that I am commanding you today, it shall be looked at as if it was just commanded. Bishinantam, and you shall teach them. You shall teach the words of Torah, Livonecha, as Rashi says, to your Talmidim, who are also called Bonim. And the reason why the pasuk does not say, Vilimadatem Livonecha, but rather it uses a Lashem Vishinantam, because Vishinantam can also mean Shinun, sharp. The Torah shall be sharp by you, in a way that if somebody asks you a question about your learning, you shall not hesitate and tell him, but rather you shall be able to tell him right away. Vishinantam, the Torah shall be sharp by you. Vidibartabom, and you shall speak in the words of Torah. Your main speaking shall be in Torah. You should make it your ikar, your main thing, and not secondary. Vishivtecha beveisecha, when you are sitting in your house, uvelechtecha vaderech, and when you are traveling on the road, uveshachbecha, and when you lie down, uvekumecha, and when you get up. And Rashi tells us that this part of the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of Krishma, which should be said twice a day. Bishachbecha, at Zman Shchiva, at the time when people lie down, which is at night, uvekumecha, and at the time when people get up, which is in the morning. Bishivtecha beveisecha, whether you are sitting in your house, or whether uvelechtecha vaderech, you are traveling on the road, you shall still say Krishma at Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Ukisharitam la'oisa yodecha, and you shall tie the parsha of Shema as a sign on your hand. This is referring to Tfilin Shel Yad, where the parsha of Shema, together with three other parshiyos, are tied onto a person's hand. The parshiyos are Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya, Kadesh, and V'hoyim Kiviyacho, V'hoyim Lutaitavos Beinecho, and they shall be for four parshiyos between your eyes, which is referring to the Tfilin Shel Rosh that is worn right above the hairline, centered to the area between the eyes. The word Taitavos means four, because Tat in the country of Kaspi means two, and Pas in the country of Afriki means two. So Toitafois means 2 plus 2, which is 4. They shall be for 4 parashiyos between your eyes. Like we said earlier, the parashiyos are Shema, V'hoyim, Shemaya, Kadesh, V'hoyim, Kiviyacho. By Tfilin Shel Yad, these 4 parashiyos are written on one parchment and placed in one compartment. However, by the Tefillin Shel Rosh, these four parshiyos are written on four separate parchments and are placed in four separate compartments of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Uchesavtam, and you shall write them, referring to two parshiyos, the parsha of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, shall be written al mezuzos beisecha, on the doorposts of your houses, uvisharecha, and on the doorposts of your gates. Not only the gates of your houses, but also the gates of your cities, the gates of your countries, and the gates of your courtyards. And since the word mezuzos is written with only one vav, as opposed to two vavs, like it is written in Parashas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, we learn from here that the mezuzah only has to be placed on one of the doorposts, not on both, only on the right side as one enters the room. There is an interesting drush on the words v'dibar tabom, you shall speak in the words of Torah. Because Torah shebichsav starts with a beis, bereishis bara elokim, and Torah shebal peh starts with a mem. The first Mishnah in Masechet Brachos starts with the word me'emosai, from when? V'dibarto, and you shall speak, bom, beis mem, in Torah shebichsav that starts with a beis, and in Torah shebal peh that starts with a mem. There is an interesting Medrash Pliya concerning the mitzvah of tefillin. The Medrash says, "Ein meinichin tefillin elo bishabbos." We do not put on tefillin only bishabbos. What is pshat in this Medrash? We know that tefillin is put on all the days of the week except for Shabbos. How can the Medrash say, "Ein meinichin tefillin elo bishabbos"? I once saw a pshat that we say every day toward the end of davening the Shir Shel Yoim, which is the Shir that the Levim said in the Beis Hamikdash. And we preface this shir on Sunday by saying Hayom Yom Rishon Bishabos Shebay Hayu Halavim Omer Beveis Hamikdash. And on Monday we say Hayom Yom Sheni Bishabos. On Tuesday Hayom Yom Shlishi Bishabos. And so too on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. However, on Shabbos we do not say Hayom Yom Shvi Bishabos, but rather Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. The Medrash is saying, Ein meinichin tefillin elo bishabbos. We only put on tefillin on the days that we say bishabbos, which is Sunday through Friday, when we say hayom yom rishon bishabbos, hayom yom sheni bishabbos. However, on Shabbos Kodesh, we do not put on tefillin, because on that day we say hayom yom Shabbos Kodesh. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Dalet. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zok Rashi. Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ato. Hashem, who is our God now, v'loy Elokei umois avodes elilim, but he is not the God of the Goyim right now. Who asid liyos Hashem echad, in the future he will be one God, because he will be God over the whole world. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Sefanya, ki oz epoich el amim safa berura, then I will change all nations to speak a clear language, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, in order that they should all call in the name of Hashem. The Nemar, and the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Bayomahu, on that day, yeah, it will be Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, Hashem will be one, and his name will be one. He will be the God not only over Klal Yisrael, but also over all the nations. So, Rashi v'yahavta, and you shall love Hashem. Asei devar of me'ahava, do his words out of love. Enoi doma oise me'ahava la oise me'ira. It cannot be compared, one who worships Hashem out of love, to somebody who worships Hashem out of fear. Ha'oise eitzel rabbi mi'ira, somebody who serves his master out of fear. Kishehu matriach alav, when the master overburdens him, me'nichoi, the servant leaves the master, v'holich lo, and goes. However, somebody who loves his master never leaves him. So too, you must love Hashem, this way you will never leave Hashem. B'chol levavacha, with all of your hearts, b'shnei yitzrecha, with both your yetzer hara and your yetzer tov. Dover acher, another pshat, b'chol levavacha, with your complete heart. Shelo yiyeh libcha cholok al hamakom, your heart should not be divided about Hashem. You should never question what Hashem does. U'b'chol nafshecha, and with all of your soul, afilu hu noiteles nafshecha, even if he takes your soul. As the Mizrahi explains, this means that a person must be willing to give up his life for the sanctification of Hashem's name when the situation calls for it. Zakt Rashi uvechol me'odecha, bechol mamoncha, with all of your money. Yesh lecha odom, because there are people, shemamoinei chaviv olav migufoi, that their money is more beloved to them than their bodies. Lekach nemar, that's why the Pasuk says, uvechol me'odecha, with all your money. Not only do you have to give up your life for Hashem, but you must also give up all your money. According to this pshat, uvechol me'odecha means from the lashon of me'oid, very, because a person's money is very dear to him. Zok Rashi davar acher, another pshat, According to the second shot, the Lashon Ma'idecha comes from the word Mida, a measure. V'chol Ma'idecha, v'chol Mida u'mida she'maided lach, in any measure that Hashem measures for you, bein b'mida taiva, whether it is a good measurement, He does good for you, u'bein b'midas puraniyos, or whether it is a Mida, a measurement of punishment that He measures for you. In all cases, you must love Hashem. V'chein David hu oimer, and so does David say in Tehillim, Kois Yeshua's Esa, I raise a cup of salvation. And afterwards the pasuk says, Tzara v'yogan emsa, pain and sorrow I find. And on both of these psukim, it says, U'v'shem Hashem ekra, in the name of Hashem I will call. So we see that whether the going is good, Kois Yeshua's Esa, or whether the going is bad, Tzara v'yogan emsa, still, David HaMelech says, U'v'shem Hashem ekra, I always call to Hashem. So you must love Hashem in all situations, b'chol mida u'mida shem moided loch. Zok Rashi v'hoyu ha-devarim, and Rashi connects the previous pasuk with this pasuk, u'ma'u ahava, what is this love for Hashem? V'hoyu ha-devarim e'ele, it will be when you keep these mitzvahs, shemitoich kach atomakir b'hakadosh baruch hu, through keeping the mitzvahs and learning them, you will recognize Hashem, u'medabek b'drochav, and attach yourself to His ways. That is the love that the pasuk is talking about. Asher anoichi mitzavecha hayom, that I am commanding you today. Why does the Torah stress that I am commanding to you today this mitzvah? Lo yia be'enecha kidud gama yishana. The mitzvahs and the Torah should not be to you like an old command, like an old decree. She'ein odom seifono, that a person does not place any chashivas, any importance to it. Elo only kichadosha, like something new. She'hakoyl rotzim likrosa, that everybody runs toward it. Diyut gama, what does diyut gama mean? Mitzvahs hamelech habo b'michtav, the order of the king that comes in writing. Zok Rashi v'shinantam, and you shall teach. Why did the Torah use the terminology v'shinantam? Lashon chidud, because v'shinantam means a lashon, an expression of sharpness. Sheyu michudadim b'ficha, the Torah shall be sharp in your mouth. Sheim yisholcha odom davar, because if somebody asks you something about your learning, loitei tzorach legamgem boy, you shall not hesitate when you answer him. Ela emar lo miyad, you shall be able to answer him right away. Livonecha, to your children. Elu ha-talmidim, this is referring to the talmidim, the students. Matzinu b'chol mokayim, because we find in many places, she-ha-talmidim kruyim bonim, that talmidim are called children. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, bonim atem la-shem elekechem, you are Hashem's children. This does not mean you are Hashem's children, but rather, since Hashem taught you the Torah, you are His students. So we see students are called bonim. Ve'oimer, and it says in Melachim, B'nei ha-Nevi'im, the children of the Nevi'im, asher be'Veisel, that are in Beisel. This also does not mean the children of the Nevi'im, but rather the Talmidim, the students of the Nevi'im. So we see that students are called B'nei ha-Nevi'im. V'chein, and so we find B'chizkiyahu, by Chizkiyahu, Shelom ha-Torah l'chol Yisrael, who taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, V'karam bonim, and He called them His children. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Bonai, my children, ato now, al toshelu, do not be negligent. So we see He called Klal Yisrael His children since they were His talmidim. U'kishem she'atalmidim kruyim banim, and just like students are called children, shenemar banim atem l'shem l'kechem, like we mentioned earlier, the pasuk of banim atem l'shem l'kechem. Kach harav korui av, so too is the Rebbe called the father. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Elisha said, Avi avi rechev Yisrael. He was talking about his Rebbe, Eliyahu, and he said, my father, the chariot of Yisrael. So we see that his Rebbe was called Avi, his father. V'dibarta bom, shelo yehei ikur diburcha el abom, your main words and your main speaking shall be in the words of Torah. Asem ikur, make the words of the Torah ikur, the main thing, v'al ta'asem tafel, do not make them secondary. U'v'shachbecha, and you shall say Shema when you lie down. Yochel, I might be able to think, afilu shocha b'chatzi ha-yoyim, that even if somebody lies down in the middle of the day, he must say Shema. Tamid lomer, therefore the pasuk says, uvekumecha. And just like by the pasuk uvekumecha, which means at the time when the world gets up, which means in the morning, therefore uveshachbecha means at the time when the world lies down, which means at night. We do not look at each person separately. And then Rashi asks, how do you know uvekumecha means at the time when the world gets up? Maybe it means at the time when this individual gets up. Yochel afilu omad b'chatzi halayla. I might think if somebody gets up in the middle of the night, he should also say Shema. Tamid lomer, therefore the pasuk says, b'shivtecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha b'aderech, when you sit in your house and when you go on the road. And obviously, it cannot mean that every person, when he sits in his house and when he travels, he should say Shema, because that would mean that a person has to say Shema throughout the whole day. Therefore, it must mean at the Zman Kima and the Zman Shechiva. You must say Shema at the time when people get up, which is in the morning, and at the time when people lie down, which is at night. Derech Eretz Dibre Torah. The Torah speaks of the way of the world, of normal habits. It refers to Zman Shechiva, when the world lies down, Uzman Kima, and the time when the world gets up. Ukishartam, and you shall tie the Parsha of Shema La'ois as a sign al Yodecha, on your hand. Elu Tfilin Shebizroya, this is referring to the tefillin that is placed on the arm. V'hoyu l'toytofois bein einecho, and they shall be a toytofois between your eyes. Elu Tfilin Shebroish, this is referring to the tefillin on the head. Because of their number of parashiyos, that is why they are called toitofos. Tat b'kaspi shtayim, because tat in the country of Kaspi means two. Pas ba'afriki shtayim, and pas in the country of Afriki is two. So toitofos means four parashiyos between your eyes. Mezuzos be'secho, zagrashi mezuzos ksiv. It is written mezuzos with one vav and not with two vavs, the way it is written in Parashas Ekev. You only need to place one mezuzah on one doorpost. You do not need to place a mezuzah on both doorposts. Uvisharecho, and on your gates. L'rabbi shari chateros, to include the gates of your courtyards. Ushari medinois, the gates of a country. Ushari ayoros, and the gates of a city. And the pasuk continues, where Moshe warns Klal Yisrael that the test of prosperity is greater than the test of poverty. And therefore, when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you acquire great wealth, do not forget Hashem. V'hoya, and it will be kiviyach Hashem elokecha, and Hashem your God will bring you el ha'aretz, to the land asher nishba la'avoseicha, that He swore to your fathers, le'Avraham, le'Yitzchak, le'Yaakov, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, loses lach, to give to you. Arim gedolos v'toivos, and you will find over there great and good cities asher lo vonisa, that you did not build. Uvatim, and houses mileim kol tov, filled with everything good, asher loy milesa, that you did not fill. Uvorois, and wells, chatsuvim, that are dug, asher loy chotzafta, that you did not dig. Kromim, vineyards, vizesim, and olive trees, asher loy notata, that you did not plant. Ve'ochalta v'savata, and you will eat and be satisfied. However, hishamelocha, watch yourself. Pentishkach es Hashem, lest you forget Hashem, asher hoitiachom eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, mibeis avodim, from the house of slavery, from being a slave to Paroi. Es Hashem elokecha tira, Hashem your God you shall fear, va'osei savoid, and Him you shall worship. And if you fear Hashem and worship Hashem, then u'bishmoi tishoveya, in His name you may swear. Because if you have Yirah Shemayim and you worship Hashem, then we are not worried that you will swear in His name falsely. However, if you do not fear Hashem and you do not worship Hashem, then you shall not swear in His name. Loiselchun, you shall not follow acharelehim acherim, after gods that other people make them into gods. Meleheho amim, from the gods of the nations asher sviviseichem, that surround you. You are not allowed to either follow gods that are distant from you. However, the pasuk is warning you that even these gods that are surrounding you, in which you see the nations around you serving these gods, even these gods you shall not worship. Kikel kano Hashem lekecha bikirvecha, because Hashem is a jealous and zealous God among you. Pen yechara af Hashem lekecha boch, lest the anger of Hashem your God burn in you. Vishmidcha me'al pneho adama, and He will destroy you from the face of the earth. Lo sinasu es Hashem elokechem, you shall not test Hashem your God, ka'asher nisisem ba'masa, like you tested Hashem in the place called Masa. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim and came to a place called Rephidim, they ran out of water, and they complained to Moshe, and tested Hashem, and fought with Hashem. And that's why that place was called Masa, a place where they tested Hashem, Umeriva, and a place where they fought Hashem. So you shall not test Hashem the way you tested Him in the place called Masa. The Sma counts this as a lav, that one should not test Hashem by doing the mitzvahs in order to see if he will actually be blessed because he performed the mitzvahs. The Rambam counts this as a lav not to test a Navi excessively. Once the Navi is established as a Navi MS, do not constantly doubt him and test him. Shomar Tishmarun, you shall surely observe es mitzvahs Hashem lekechem, the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, the Eidosav, and His testimonies, which refers to mitzvahs that testify to historical events, such as matzah that recalls Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos that recalls the creation. the chukav and his chukim asher tzivach that he commanded you. Ve'osisa, and you shall do hayosher, that which is fair, v'hatoiv, and that which is good, be'enei Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem. As Rashi explains, this means pishara, you shall make compromises, because when one compromises, it is good for everybody, because everybody gives a little bit and takes a little bit. And also do things lifnim mishuras hadin, beyond the letter of the law. That is considered hayoshar v'hatoiv. Lema'an yitav loch, in order that it will be good for you, uvaso, and you will come, v'yorashto es ha'oretz ha'toiva, and you will take possession of the good land, asher nishba Hashem la'avoisecho, that Hashem swore to your fathers. La'adoifes kol oyevecho miponecho, to push away your enemies from before you, ka'asher diber Hashem, like Hashem has spoken. Because in Parashas Mishpatim, Hashem said, v'hamoisi es kol o'om, and I will confuse the nations that come against you. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we talk about the question of the four sons, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Eini Yodea Lishoel. In Parshas Bo, we already mentioned the questions of three of them, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Eini Yodea Lishoel. Now the Pasuk tells us the question of the Chacham, the wise son. Ki Yisholcha Bincha, when your son will ask you, Machar, at a later date, Lamar saying, Moho Edois, what are these Edois, what are these testimonies, V'hachukim and the chukim v'amishpatim and the laws, Asher Tziva Hashem Elikenu Eschem, that Hashem our God commanded you. V'omarto Levincha, and you shall say to your son, Avodim Hayinu Lefari B'Mitzrayim, we were servants to Pari in Mitzrayim, V'yotzienu Hashem Mitzrayim B'yot Chazoko, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. V'yitin Hashem, and Hashem placed before us oisoi signs, umoifesim gedoilim v'royim, and great and harmful wonders, b'Mitzrayim against the Mitzrayim, b'Faroi against Paroi, uv'cholbeisoi, and against his whole household. Le'einenu, before our eyes, we were witnesses to this. V'oisonu hoiti misham, and Hashem took us out of there, l'man, in order, havi oisonu, to bring us, loses lanu es ha'oret, to give us the land, asher nishba la'aviseinu, that he swore to our fathers. V'yitzavenu Hashem, and Hashem commanded us, la'asois, to do es kol ha'chukim o'ele, all these chukim, le'yira es Hashem elikenu, that will bring us to fear Hashem our God, le'tayv lanu, for our own good, kol hayamim, for all days, le'chayoseinu, to give us life, ke'hayoyim hazeh, like this day. Utsdaka tielanu, and this will be considered a merit for us, as the foreigner says, ba'olam haba, in the next world, kinishmar, when we will watch lasois to do es kol ha'mitzvah zois, this whole mitzvah lifnei Hashem elokeinu, before Hashem our God, ka'asher tzivanu, like He has commanded us. Let us go back now on the Rashi's. Zok Rashi pasuk yud aleph, and you will go to Eretz Yisrael, and you will find there baris chatzuvim, wells that are dug. And Rashi is bothered that typically when we want to say in Hebrew the word dug, we either say chafira, chafar, to dig, or kriya, as the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, ki yichre ishbar. Why does it say chatzuvim, which really means to cut into? And Rashi says, lefi shehayu makayim trushim uslaim, since the earth of Eretz Yisrael is very rocky, noifel boi losha chatziva, therefore the expression of chatziva makes sense. Because when one digs into the earth, he is actually cutting into the stone. So Rashi mi beis avodim, ki targumai lai targum taiches, mi beis avdusa, from the house of slavery. Mi makayim shehayisam sham avodim, from the place where you were slaves. Uvishmoitzi shoveya, if you have all these qualities, because you fear Hashem and you worship Him, then you are allowed to swear in His name. Since you fear His name, you will be careful in your shvua. Vimlav, however, if you do not fear Hashem, you shall not swear. And the pasuk says, you shall not worship the gods, me Elohei ha'amim asher svivoi sechem, from the gods that are around you. Hu hadin, this is also true, l'rechoikim, to gods that are far away from you. Ela, only, l'fi she'ata roya es svivoi secho, since you see the people around you, toyim acharehem, going astray after these gods, husrich lahazer aleihem b'yoser. That's why the pasuk has to warn concerning them even more. And you shall not test Hashem the way you tested Him b'masa, in masa. Kishiyotzu mi'Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, shenosuhu b'mayim, they tested Hashem over there because they ran out of water. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Klal Yisrael asked, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu, is Hashem still among us? And you shall do hayosher v'hatoiv, that which is fear and good. Zuk pshara, this is referring to compromising, and also v'lefnim mishuras hadin, going beyond the letter of the law. And Hashem will push away all your enemies from before you. Kasher Diber, like he spoke. Vehechan Diber, where did he say this? It says in Parashas Mishpatim, Vehamoisiyas Kala'am, and I will confuse all the nations that come against you. Ki Sholcha Bincha Machar, when your son will ask Machar, what does Machar mean? Rashi tells us Machar does not mean tomorrow, but rather, Yesh Machar Shehu La'acharzman. Sometimes the word Machar means at a later time. When your son will ask at a later time.